Policy proposals in the federal reconciliation bill could put Indiana's new Medicaid expansion funding structure in jeopardy. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports the Family and Social Services Administration says it's trying to get federal approval on the new funding structure before that bill is signed into law.
The new funding structure makes some adjustments to a tax that already exists on hospitals. The main change comes from a new tax on insurance companies or managed care organizations. However, the federal legislation prohibits states from increasing or creating new versions of these types of taxes. FSSA Secretary Mitch Robe says the federal legislation would give the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services the authority to deny the state's request for the new managed care tax.
So they are seeking to obtain that authority, and we are seeking to get our tax approved before they may get that authority.
The tax would be used to help increase reimbursement rate for Indiana hospitals. For years, hospital leaders have said an increase is necessary, especially for rural hospitals. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
The federal reconciliation bill is currently in the U.S. Senate, where it needs a simple majority to pass.